This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's good to be once again with my dear brothers and sisters on ITV News in South Africa. Jazakumullah khair for hosting me.
Alhamdulillah, Sheikh, the last the conclusion to our topic that we have been discussing over the past 2 days, we have talked about why the need for asking questions, and it is for knowledge for us to gain. Yesterday we touched upon who we should be asking the questions to. This morning, enlighten us with regards to the finality or the conclusion of this topic.
Allah barak feekum. Jazakumullah khair. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi afdalus salah wa atamu taslim. Once again, I greet my dear brothers and sisters in South Africa virtually via ITV. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the network and our brothers and sisters and our dear host for allowing me a few minutes to share with you some of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a source of blessing for myself and you in this dunya, and a reason and a proof for our forgiveness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy upon us in the akhirah, and a reason and consequence for the shafa'ah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Knowledge is a very important aspect that is the foundation of our faith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance of ilm in making it the sole repository of increase that He requests of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask Him for. And there's no other place in the Quran where Allah invites us to ask Him and to make a request for ziyada, an increase in something we already have, other than ilm. And Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha, وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and invoke me, O Muhammad, supplicate to me, beg of me, ask of me, Ya Muhammad, and O Ummah of Muhammad thereafter, to increase you in knowledge. And therefore, one of the precepts of the importance of ilm is that we are never satisfied with what we already know. You are never content with the amount of Quran you have already memorized. You're never content with the knowledge of tajweed that you possess, with the knowledge you have of the world that surrounds you. You always want to know more about it. And Al-Imam Al-Ghazali, he says something that is profound, and I wish inshallah to share this with my dear brothers and sisters. Al-Imam Al-Ghazali, he says, Al-Ilm, knowledge, in what we seek, in what it is that we are asking Allah for, Al-ilm, an ta'lama an kulli shay. It is that you seek to discover about everything in life, everything you interact with, at least one thing. So you want to know, as much as you want to know about hadith, which is sahih and which is da'if, about the ahkam of tajweed, about the importance of the Quran in our life. You also want to know about why the sky is blue, and what is the basis of economic systems. You want to know a little bit about banking and finance. You want to know about what's happening in the world around you, how to change your flat tire. You don't want to be ignorant about any one thing in life where when you're asked something about it, you have no knowledge of it at all. A Muslim, they always want to have some sort of knowledge about something that they will interact with in life. أن تعلم عن كل شيء شيء. About everything that you know and meet in life, you must know at least one thing. Something that can give a level of legitimacy to your understanding. And then Al-Imam Al-Ghazali, he steps forward and he says, وَأَن تَعْلَمَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And there will come a time where you want to know about one thing in life, everything that needs to be known. And that's like a form of specialization. So it might be, Ya Akhi, that you are a person who's a plumber, and you're not just satisfied to know just a little bit. You need to know everything that is about that specific task. It's your vocation. It's your job. It's a part of your life. So you specialize in it. It might be about engineering. It might be about the tajweed of the Quran. It might be about you become a master of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ and a hafiz. There's one thing that intrigues you, that you're drawn to, that is normal, and something that is normal for you to want to know everything about it. And that's a profound thing taught to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's explained to us through these words of Al-Imam Al-Ghazali. Notice how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about ilm, that he relates it back to him. And he says, إِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. The Prophets of Allah did not leave behind any forms of inheritance that is of financial gain. There's no dirham or dinar. There's no gold or silver coins. إنما ورثوا العلم. What they left behind is knowledge. فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر. The one who's taken hold of that knowledge, the one who's held onto the inheritance of the prophets of Allah has taken something magnificent. May Allah make us of them. Allahumma ameen. So knowledge is something that's precious. It's something that is rare. It is something that is unique. It's not something that is easily, readily approached and received. It's something that requires effort and hard work. And it's something that requires a diligence and a purity of intention. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "من يرد الله به خير." In the hadith of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu in al-Bukhari, the one whom Allah wishes for him goodness, meaning goodness in this life, and more importantly, goodness in the akhirah, يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, that Allah gives that person an understanding of the religion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "The best of you in your jahiliyyah will be the best of you in after Islam, in faqihu, if they can understand, if they can use the knowledge that they will begin to learn." A person who wasn't a believer and then comes into faith, on accordance to the character that they had, they can become the best of us. If they were the best of jahiliyyah, they can become the best of believers. On one condition, that they use fiqh, they use understanding of the faith, the reason that compelled them to come to Allah and the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man by the name of Safwan radiallahu anhu came from a distance to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet at that time, it was a time of heat, and in the middle of the day, the Prophet was reclining ala burdin lahu ahmar, on a red kind of carpeted mantle that the Prophet was sleeping on a covering sheet. And when Safwan came, he said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, inni ji'tu atlub al-ilm." O Messenger of Allah, assalamu alaykum, I've come in search of knowledge. The Prophet who was reclining, he sat up and he gave him his attention. He fixed himself, his attire. The Prophet sat up, gave him his full attention, and he said, "Marhaban, marhaban bi talib al-ilm." Blessed, blessed, and greetings of blessing upon the one who has come seeking knowledge. Inna talib al-ilm tahuffuhu al-malaikatu bi-ajnihatiha. The one who is coming seeking the counsel of knowledge, the angels encircle them. Tahuffuhu ay-lahaf. They it's like an eiderdown. They wrap themselves around him. Tahuffuhu al-malaikatu. They encircle him. Min mahabbatihim lima yatlub. Because of the love of what that person has come to seek. So you become endeared to Allah, endeared to the angels of Allah, when you come to cure that ignorance, to cure misunderstandings, to cure misunderstandings of our faith and our knowledge in our practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ, and I'll share this one more hadith with you. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Mu'allim al-nas al-khayr," the one who teaches mankind good, meaning good in their relationship with God, in how to deal with other people, in their righteous conduct in life, the one who's a person who teaches the khayr, goodness to people, that even the fish in the ocean, and I've stood on the shores of Durban and the beauty of your scenery in Cape Town, that the fish in the ocean, يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمُعَلِّمِ النَّاسِ الْخَيْرِ, they ask Allah for the forgiveness of the one who teaches people good. وَحَتَّ النَّمْلَةُ فِي جُحْرِهَا, even an ant in its hole remembers Allah and asks for that person, that man or woman, to be given forgiveness and granted forgiveness by Allah. So therefore there's this benefit, great benefit, spiritually and also financially in seeking knowledge. You'll say, financially, how is that so, Brother Yahya? Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, radiallahu anhu, rahmatullahi alayhi, and all the Imams, they have very similar statements. A person came to him and he asked him, "I want to have blessing in my life. I want to have, a good rizq. I want to increase it." And, it was said to him, and it was said by others, فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْقُرْآنِ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ بِالْعِلْمِ, in two reports. One of them said, "Then I advise you to hold on to the Qur'an, or I advise you to acquire knowledge." And then the person said, "Well, I don't want just the dunya, I want the akhirah. What advice do you give me? If the dunya you believe that I can take a good share of it, I will increase my barakah, I will increase my rizq by attaching myself to the Qur'an, by seeking knowledge, it will increase my dunya, but I want the akhirah." So once again, al-Shafi'i said, and others have said, "فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْعِلْمِ," I also advise you to seek knowledge, because it is something for the dunya, it is something for the akhirah. And therefore, I wanted to conclude these two or three times that we met speaking about the cure to ignorance, the importance of knowledge, with an invocation and an incitement of myself and you to come closer to the word of Allah, to come closer to the Prophet ﷺ sunnah, and to come closer to the material sciences of the world, which give you an understanding of how the word of Allah and how the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ are relevant in my life today. It's something that will strengthen your heart when you come closer to Allah, come closer to the Prophet's teachings through your study of the physical, material, and social sciences of the world today. And the final thing that I wish to say to you is, know that there is a blindness in the search of knowledge that excludes the word of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet. Al-Imam al-Nawawi, who is a celebrated figure in our faith as Muslims, he used to be a medical doctor. Now that's something you might not have known. And Imam al-Nawawi was an accomplished surgeon. He was a medical doctor. And he said, I felt a dhulmah in my heart, but I felt there was a darkness. There was an emptiness in my heart. I knew all these things. I knew all this points of knowledge. I was curing people, helping people. But in my heart, I felt that there was a darkness. فَنَظَرْتُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ So I began to look into the Qur'an. وَفِي حَدِيثِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ And I began to study the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَوَجَدْتُ فِيهِ النُّورِ And I found in it light. And I end with these words of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i. When he was a young student, he came to his ustaz, his teacher, Waqi'a رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ And he said in his words of poetry, شَكَوْتُ إِلَى وَكِيعٍ سُوءُ حِفْظِي فَأَرْشَدَنِي بِتَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي وَقَالَ لِي يَا هَذَا أَوْ يَا غُلَامِ إِنَّهَا إِنَّ الْعِلْمُ نُورٌ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُؤْتَى لِعَاصِي I said to my teacher Waqi'a, I am unable to keep the memorization of the text and the memorization of the things that I'm trying to learn. I find it difficult to learn. So أَرْشَدَنِي He guided me to abandoning sin and to turn away from the things that disobey Allah. And he said to me, young man, young child, Know that this knowledge is light. العلم نور ونور الله لا يؤتى لعاصي And the light that is sent from God cannot be of benefit or received by an open and vulgar sinner. May Allah protect us from open and vulgarity of sin and lead us to a path of righteousness where we appreciate the word of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and are able to have the intellect and understanding and fahm as taught to us by our ulama past and present in its application in the world today. Allahumma ameen.
Once again, Jazakallah Shaykh Yahya Ibrahim for enlightening our viewers about this important topic, which is knowledge, the cure for ignorance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your family.
Ameen.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone, inshallah. Till next week, inshallah. Till we speak again. Fi amanillah. Do remember us in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fina wa fikum and all of our brothers and sisters of South Africa.
Inshallah, Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim once again joining us this morning on Morning Rush Live.